I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. French audiences are flocking to the movies these days, but not for the usual holiday fare. The big hit in France is an art house film that explores religion and spirituality. Of Men and Gods won the grand prize at this year's Cannes Film Festival. Now it's become the most popular French art house film in the past 30 years. More than 3 million people have seen it. Reporter Anita Elash explores why a movie about God is so appealing in a resolutely secular country.
Voici la nuit, l'immense nuit des origines.
Right from the opening scenes, it's clear that Of Men and Gods isn't an ordinary film. It's quiet, contemplative, and, even by French art house standards, extraordinarily slow. Here, the camera lingers as seven monks perform their prayers. Over the next 2 hours, it follows them as they dispense medicine and fellowship to Muslims in the Algerian community where they live.
Dis-moi, ton père m'avait parlé de Khaled.
Non, mon père il parle trop. Non, non, moi je veux pas. Bah, tu vois, ce que tu m'expliques là, moi Khaled, bah, ça me fait rien quand je le vois.
The film takes place in 1996, at the height of the Algerian civil war, and it revolves around a moral and existential debate. Should the monks give in to their fears of Islamist violence and leave, or should they stay in a country they love?
Je propose que chacun de nous se prononce sur un départ possible. Jean-Pierre?
Faut rester. Depuis quand on obéit aux armes?
Paul?
Je pense qu'il faut partir. Progressivement.
Part of the film's appeal is the fact it's based on a true story. In 1996, France was shocked when seven Trappist monks were kidnapped and killed in Algeria. Their murderers were never found. 10 years later, with Islamic extremism dominating headlines, screenwriter Etienne Comar decided to tell the story of the monks' lives. He says Of Men and Gods is neither a historical nor a religious film.
The most important thing for us was to keep the spirits of what they were doing. It's more a universal story about faith, about sincerity, and how to be in order about what you think and what you are doing.
Film critic Arno Schwartz says he thinks the film has attracted a secular audience because it addresses basic human values that go far beyond religious belief.
Le film est un peu présenté comme une aventure intérieure de ces moines. Et alors, effectivement, on peut dire...
He says he thinks of it as an internal adventure film. He says that even though there's very little action in the movie, action is essential for each of the monks because they're struggling with the most important decision of their lives. Schwartz says that Of Men and Gods has a lot in common with France's last big homegrown hit, the slapstick comedy Welcome to the Ch'ti. It was released 2 years ago and became the most popular French film ever. Both films deal with friendship and community bonds.
C'est ça qui manque à nos sociétés, c'est le lien avec l'autre. Et quand il y a comme ça un ferment...
He says that what's missing in modern society is human connection, and that when a film shows people coming together, it catches on, because life these days is harsh. Of Men and Gods is France's submission for this year's Academy Award for Best Foreign Film. It opens in the U.S. in February. For The World, I'm Anita Elash in Paris.